Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
It was an eventful night last night. Republican debate with eight people on stage. It's about seven too many. Maybe eight too many.
I would have traded a Doug Burgum-Mintum and an Asa Hutchinson for a spot for Larry Elder.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question about that.
But, yep. But I guess, you know, RNC racist is all I can conclude on that one.
We couldn't have two black people on the stage, I guess. Yeah. Is that what the deal was? And three minorities overall. That would just be wrong. Also, Donald Trump on Twitter last night. And so if you're watching the debate and you haven't watched a replay of the Donald Trump thing, we've got the highlights for you. Trump had an interview with Tucker Carlson.
153 million views as of this moment.
Wow. Holy cow. That's a decent number.
That's a
decent number. That's a bigger number, I'll bet you, than Fox certainly got.
Oh, gosh.
You know, 153 million people weren't watching Fox last night. And their stupid rules. Jeez, man. We'll get into that. Coming up here in a few minutes, too. Here's some of the Tucker and Donald Trump interview last night. Talking about Kamala Harris.
Oh.
Adio. Her moments are almost as bad as his. I think his are worse, actually.
Yeah. But she seems pretty senile, too.
She speaks in rhyme. It's weird. It's weird, but she has bad moments. And
in rhyme?
Well, the way she talks, the bus will go here and then the bus will go there because that's what buses do. It's weird. The whole thing is weird. This is not a president of the United States future.
Nope, you're right about that.
The bus will go here.
The bus will go there. Doesn't necessarily want rhyme, but I understand what he's saying. It's that sing-songy delivery that sounds like she's talking to kindergartners.
Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
I feel like we're going through a minefield right now, and we've successfully avoided a Kamala cackle thus far.
Yeah, so far.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Why must I say
yeah,
this?
Why? Why? Then they talked about heading into a civil war.
Do you think we're moving towards civil war?
There's tremendous passion and there's tremendous love. You know, January 6th was a very interesting day because they don't report it properly. I believe it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before. And you know some of the crowds I've spoken before. And like July 4th on the mall. I think they had a million people there. But I think that the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was on January 6th. And people that were in that crowd, a very, very small group of people. And we said, patriotically and peacefully, peacefully and patriotically, right? Nobody ever says that. Go peacefully and patriotically. But people that were in that crowd that day, very small group of people, went down there, and then there are a lot of scenarios that we can talk about. But people in that crowd said it was the most beautiful day they've ever experienced. There was love in that crowd. There was love and unity. I have never seen such spirit and such passion and such love. And I've also never seen simultaneously and from the same people such hatred of what they've done to our country.
So do you think it's possible that there's open conflict? We seem to be moving towards something.
I don't know because I don't know what it, you know, I can say this. There's a level of passion that I've never seen. There's a level of hatred that I've never seen. And that's probably a bad combination.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, the estimate I've heard on the crowd size on January 6th from people who were there is 3 million. I understand that there were some unofficial figures of 3 million. Now, they'll never tell you that because they don't want you to know that Donald Trump drew a crowd of 3 million people.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, they don't want you to know that 2.9 million were federal agents trying to act like other people.
Oh, well, the people that instigated at the Capitol building, almost certainly federal agents. Oh, almost certainly.
I mean, we've Come got, on. There's video out now where they're talking about how you can identify us in this crowd.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, I mean, that's a great question. Well, do you see us headed toward armed conflict?
It is.
I don't know that we ever really got to the answer there, though.
Yeah. Well, I think he's said it eventually.
He's got to be careful,
too. He got to. Yeah. You do have to. You can't say yes. Yeah, I think we're headed toward civil war.
Yeah.
What would happen to him if he said that? I mean, he'd be bludgeoned to death. So you can't say that. But what he said was passion and hate, and that's a bad combination. Yeah, we're in trouble. If we don't rein this thing in, we'll be in trouble. So, did you say skip to five? Okay. Let's go to number five. Tucker asking about whether the left is trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
His trajectory since 2015, when you got into politics, you know, for real, and then won. It started with protests against you, massive protests, right. Organized protests by the left, and then it moved to impeachment twice,
right?
And now indictment. I mean, the next stage is. Is violence? Are you worried that they're going to try and kill you? Why wouldn't they try and kill you? Honestly,
They're savage animals. They are people that are sick, really sick. Yeah. You have great people in the Democrat Party. You have great people that are Democrats. Most of the people in our country are fantastic, and I'm representing everybody. I'm not just Republicans or conservatives. Right. I represent everybody. I'm the president of everybody. But I've seen what they do. I've seen the lengths that they go to when they make up the Russia. When that's exposed and they go down, and Barr should have gone after them and other people should have gone after. And they did very late because the Durham report came out. It was fairly good. It could have been a lot tougher, I guess, but it was fairly good. But it explained how corrupt it was. I'll tell you who did a great job was the Inspector General Horowitz. He did a phenomenal report. You didn't have to go to Durham. He did it on Comey and on, I guess, McCabe and some others. And it was a vicious, hard, it was basically a true report how bad they are. But these people are sick people. These are people that I think they hate our country. You want to know the truth. Mm-hmm. When you see open borders, when you see these policies that they have and so many other things, it's so sad to see. You know, we have a country that's very fragile right now. I've never seen, I will say, look, I ran in 16, which was 15, but I ran in 16, election in 16, and there was tremendous spirit. In 20, there was even more spirit. We got millions and millions more votes. You know, it wasn't even a contest. People said, well, what do you think of 20? I said, we did much better. We did. You got to base it on the number of votes. We got many more votes in 20 than we did in 16. But the election was rigged. It was a rigged election. But and with COVID, they use COVID to cheat in a lot of different things, and we have so much on it. It's like so easy. But we had judges that didn't want to look. We had people didn't want to get involved. They said they could. He's a conspiracy theorist if you say anything about the election. But I have never seen spirit like there is right now. Even coming down here, just the people on the road that are just absolutely going crazy. And the reason is, I think they like me, and I know they love my policies. I hope they like me, too. You know, a lot of people say they don't like me, but they like my policies. I think they like me. But I have never seen spirit like it is right now. And the reason is because crooked Joe Biden is so bad. He's the worst president in the history of our country.
Amen. Yep.
I mean, that's a fact.
It is. It just is. Yeah. Deal with it.
I tell you, I know we're going to get later. We're going to do some stuff with the debate, but Donald Trump won both of these events last night.
Yeah.
His sit down with Tucker and the debate that he wasn't even at. And by the way, we are now at more views for his interview with Tucker than people voted in the 2020 election.
Wow.
And that's even if you include the extra votes. We have more people have watched this interview now on Twitter in the last 12 hours, 10 hours, than voted in 2020. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's amazing. But he was also asked last night by Tucker if Jeffrey Epstein killed himself.
This is an interesting
fascinating
answer.
He doesn't.
But it was just interesting. I read Barr's account of his time. He wrote a book about it,
right?
His autobiography. And in it, he lies about Jeffrey Epstein's death. Clearly lies. Do you think Epstein killed himself sincerely?
I don't know. I will say that, you know, he was a fixture in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know what Barr said about it either. I have no idea what he said. What did he say? He killed himself, probably?
He said he killed himself and that they were going to do this investigation. They never did the investigation. It's never been public. Well, and they hid it. And, like, why are they doing that? And clearly Barr knew. But why would Bill Barr be covering up the death of Jeffrey Epstein?
Bill Barr didn't do an investigation on the election fraud either. Okay. He said he did and he pretended he did, but he didn't. McSwain, the U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, said Barr just wouldn't let him do it. It was crazy. Barr became so petrified, so frightened of being impeached. We're going to impeach him. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
It's not a big moment in history. But they said, we're going to impeach. You know, they play a much rougher game, the left, the lunatics. And they were going to impeach Bill Barr.
Focus
and he was
on Epstein.
Petrified. Now, how do you not get impeached? Don't do any of this stuff. But he didn't do the job there. I don't know what he did with Epstein, but possibly he didn't.
Do you think it's possible that Epstein was killed?
Oh, sure. It's possible. I mean, I don't really believe. I think he probably committed suicide. He had
what?
A life with, you know, beautiful homes and beautiful everything. And he all of a sudden he's incarcerated and not doing very well. Oh, I would say that he did. But there are those people. There are many people. I think you're one of them, right? But a lot of people think that he was killed. He knew a lot on a lot of people.
He was killed. I think the closer you look, I'm not a conspiracy person at all. I believe everything I hear. But yeah, the closer you look into it, I mean, the Attorney General of the United States, your Attorney General, clearly lied about the Epstein death.
Yeah,
and
he was.
Why?
He was certainly it wasn't well done. They had no cameras. They had no anything. Everybody was sleeping. And, you know, a case could be made. Look, I'm not going to get involved in it, but I can tell you a case could be made either way. But it certainly wasn't the most well-run place.
So he doesn't want to commit, but come on.
I wonder why.
Come on.
Why? Okay.
I don't know.
That's the first person in a long time, if any, that I've heard say, "Yeah, he probably didn't kill himself." I mean, that's a hot take right there. Seriously.
Clearly, Tucker feels.
Oh,
it was absolutely he did not kill himself. He was murdered. Tucker's great there too. I mean, that's refreshing to hear that, you know, that Bill Barr clearly lied. And that, he was killed. He doesn't care. That's great. That's great. It's hard because, you know, you get so much flack about this stuff that is it worth it to really speak your mind on things? For some people, I don't know. I don't know. And apparently it wasn't worth it to Donald Trump there, but he hedged his bet both ways. So there you go. Then he was asked about whether or not Biden's going to make it all the way. Will he make it to the will he make it to the gate? Will he be the nominee, I suppose, is the eventual question here.
I don't think he's going to make it to the gate, but, you know, you never know. But he's a corrupt person, so corrupt that I took the name off Hillary. You know, I don't do two people at one time. I took the crooked Hillary and I made it. I retired the name. That was a good day for her. I bet she was very happy. And I used it for Joe because it's Crooked Joe. But Joe is really.
But you don't think he's going to make it to November of 2020?
Well, I think he's worse mentally than he is physically. And physically, he's not exactly a triathlete or any kind of an athlete. You look at him, he can't walk to the helicopter. He walks, he can't lift his feet out of the grass. You know, it's only 2 inches at the White House, right? That's not a lot. But you watch him and it looks like he's walking on toothpicks.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you see him on the beach where he can't lift a chair. You know, those chairs are meant to be light, right? They're like 2 ounces.
Yeah.
You lift them up. He can't lift the chair. He can't walk to the chair. And I don't know what they're doing with the beach. You know, this beach is seeming to play a big role. But They love pictures of him on the beach. I think he looks terrible on the beach.
Skinny legs.
Well, he can't walk through the sand. You know, sand is not that easy to walk through. But when he walks through it, he can't walk through the sand. And there's somebody in there that thinks he looks fabulous at the beach. I think he looks horrible at the beach. Plus, the beach doesn't represent what a president's supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be working.
Right. Right. And there he is. And there he is at the beach.
So that's not a good look.
That's not a good look for the president of the United States, according to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, he's so right about that. I mean, that's pathetic.
He is just a gross human being all around, this Joe Biden guy. Ugh.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Now, Fox is saying that the person who was attacked the most last night was Joe Biden during the debate. Okay. He got attacked 14 times.
Wow.
And Vivek, I think, was it six or seven times? Something like that. I didn't notice that. Wow. I was waiting for them to finally say something about Joe Biden.
Yeah. For as bad a shape this country is in.
Yeah.
And as horrible as a president.
And it's easy pickings.
Easy pickings. Yeah. Yeah. Last night, it was.
They're just going after each other.
Circular fire.
Which I know that, you know, somebody wants to win that nomination. I get that. But you've got a president who is killing us, who's destroying this country. Maybe we'd respond to you better if you would take on that issue right now.
Yeah, on the same day that many of the previous president's allies turned themselves in to Fulton County, Georgia, and had their mugshots plastered over the internet.
Man, despicable. Yeah,
you'd think you'd have plenty to go after.
And today, I mean, they can't wait for the Donald Trump mugshot. They can't wait.
Yep.
Oh, they're going to be... Yeah, they're going to be showing that every minute of the day as soon as it happens. Man.
Is that confirmed that I mean, I assume that they're going to.
Yeah, I'm just assuming. The officials there were pretty hell-bent on doing that. I mean, that's why they're doing it. They're trying to humiliate him. Mm-hmm. They're trying to destroy the guy. And a mugshot, you know, is another little cog in that wheel to destroy him.
Biggest grin Donald Trump's ever.
Oh, he should, yeah.
Mustard.
Yep. All right, thank you. You just boosted my ratings another 10%. Appreciate that. Thank you. Also, Tucker with Trump last night, talking about Mitch McConnell wanting to impeach Trump.
I think the Senate was very good. You know, they overrode Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, in my opinion, was trying to get senators to impeach me, especially for the second one. And on the first one, he acted very, very slow. He should have gone much faster. But Mitch McConnell wanted to, and the senators went up to him, guys that are subservient to him because he gives money. You know, he gives them money. He gives them a lot of money. He raises some money, and he gives it to them, and therefore they do what he said. That's the only form of leadership he's got.
Mm-hmm. You might want to mention, too, that he just had a stroke while at a podium on television. So there's that as well. You know, our government is not filled with the healthiest of people.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anybody's noticed that, but yeah, there's a news flash for you.
So, yeah. That's okay.
We've got a nursing home going on in the U.S. Senate. It's an assisted living center.
Yeah. We are out of words to describe this government.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. We need a word for a bunch of old people who are also riddled with dementia. Mm-hmm. What kind of it's so it wouldn't be an oligarchy because that's just old people.
Oh no,
it's got to be old diseased people.
No, you had it. Oligarchy.
An oligarchy.
That's our title for today's show.
Is it oligarchy or would it be dementia-garchy?
Dementia-garchy.
We've got a dementia-garchy now.
Yeah, let's do that. Dementia-garchy. I mean, we laugh, but I mean, if we
it's not
didn't
funny.
Laugh,
yeah,
we'd go insane.
Cry. Yeah, you'd cry every day, all day. I don't want to cry all day.
You don't?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't. That's why we have some fun here, because we try to make the apocalypse fun. So that's our goal. But it's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they have made it as hard as possible. I mean, they're just spitting in our face every day. This
exactly.
Biden administration spits in our faces every single day.
Space, it connects us all.
We have a space story today, too, speaking of space that connects us all. Yeah. We'll get to that as as well for a little bit of fun later on. But Tucker and Trump last night, this was just so good. This was so much better than the debate.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I especially liked all those questions Tucker had about the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, because there were... Wait, let me count.
What's that?
I'm trying to count. I'm in my head.
I don't want
to
interrupt. Wait, count how many questions there were about the Operation Warp Speed.
Piece of paper. I need a little scratch paper. Yeah. Carry the one.
I can get you a calculator if you need help over there.
None. There were no questions. About
seems like a mildly important topic.
Yeah, mildly important.
Define the final 9 months of his presidency.
Perhaps, you know, I mean, what are you going to say to Donald Trump, who loves the vaccine and thought he did a great job with COVID-19? I don't know. Would that have ruined the interview for him? Would Trump have been pissed, do you think? And maybe that's why he avoided it. I don't know.
Well, in fairness to Tucker, when he had RFK on, which, by the way, was a fascinating interview.
Yeah.
Lots of information there.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he didn't ask him about abortion.
So, oh.
You know what I mean? That's
right. Like, yeah, right. Yeah.
I guess he's just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abortion was discussed on the debate, too. We'll get to that coming up. But Trump and Tucker had a little fun with Chris Wallace last night. Former Fox News journalist Chris Wallace. And here's what happened.
Biden and thinks someone else has got to be running the government.
Well, somebody else has to be. I don't think he's capable of doing anything. Look, when I debated him, I said, how come? And this was in front of probably not a friend of yours, Chris Wallace. He was the moderator.
Not a friend.
Why is he? He wants to be Mike, but he doesn't have the talent. It's one of those
bitchy little man.
He wanted to be his father, but he didn't have the talent. And his father was great. His father.
Little fussy man.
His father interviewed me in 60 Minutes. It was actually a 10. Can you believe it?
No, I totally believe it. His father had talent, at least.
I may have been the only guy that he gave a good 60 Minutes, so he was rough.
Really?
His father was tough. He was great, though. He was great at what he did, but...
His father was tough.
Chris Wallace was so upset.
Mostly the Republican.
He was guarding this guy who wouldn't do a show, by the way. You know, he wouldn't do. I figured I didn't mind Chris Wallace because Biden wouldn't do a show. And it was very obvious. You know, he kept asking him and asking, but he wouldn't do the show. So I figured he's got to like me. But he came from a different planet. But remember when I asked the question, why is it that the mayor of Moscow's wife is allowed to give you $3.5 million? Don't forget, that was brought up now. It's brought up all the time. But that was brought up by me long before anyone ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the mayor of Moscow's wife giving you $3.5 million. What did you do to deserve $3.5 million? To Biden. And Chris Wallace said, this has nothing to do with the debate. I mean,
in the way of the question.
No, it was crazy. And I said, wait a minute. He got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. Now, people forget that, but if you go back and take a look, you will see. And Chris Wallace didn't want me to ask that question. I said, I think it's a very appropriate question. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be much more appropriate than people thought.
You know, Trump is great in this, but so is Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
He is really refreshing and honest here. Not a friend. I mean, who does that with a colleague like that? Nobody. Was it bitchy little man?
Yeah,
is that
bitchy
what he called
little
him?
Man.
Oh my gosh!
That was some
honesty there that you don't get from these people.
I was gonna say
that's great.
I bet we'll get a lot of memes.
Wow.
Of Chris Wallace.
Yeah,
and
I bet
bitchy
we
little
will.
Man.
Yeah,
but he
with 153 million people seeing this.
But
thing?
Is he relevant enough to make a meme for now?
That's true. I don't know.
What is he?
I mean, what is he? What's he on? Weekend on MSNBC?
So he had a CNN Plus show.
Okay.
CNN Plus lasted like 29 days.
Before he even did a show, didn't it end before?
They moved him to HBO, I think.
And now is he back on CNN? And I think he does. Does he do a weekend show?
He does like on the what used to be the, you know, like the app.
Yeah.
But other than that, what was funny is when you put Chris Wallace on Google, the first thing to come up. Bitchy little man.
I see that.
God.
That's the first thing that comes up. So he is relevant,
phenomenal.
I guess.
Oh, wow.
So overall,
I love this interview. This is awesome.
It's a
It's just refreshing, you know?
Yeah.
Neither one of them are couching their answers here. Neither one of them are pretending to be something they're not. I like it. I just, so I
was,
it's fun.
You know, I was put off when the news came out last week that Trump wasn't going to do the GOP debate. Mm-hmm. And so, and people pushed back on me and they said, well, that's not worth his time. It does no good for him, you know? And my thought was, okay, well, is this about him or is this about the voter? So I guess, and then I asked the question, okay, well, you know, if we know him, because that was the other argument, we already know what he stands for, then why is he doing the Tucker thing?
Right.
But so far, would you say that
that he wins?
This has been a very profitable use of his time.
I was with you on that. I thought he should be part of the debate. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think he owes it to the voters to tell us where he stands on these important issues, like Ukraine, which they finally got to last night. And that'll be, we got to get into that because it's unbelievable.
But I just wonder, is there going to be a forum?
But he won last night.
Yeah.
He won doing this.
Yeah. I mean, he won just by letting the debate happen without him, too.
Yeah, he did.
Because that was a...
because that was a cluster thing. Sure a cluster thing happened.
But here's my sincere question.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a diehard Trump supporter, you may not care, but some of us do want to hear him in any setting.
Yeah.
Really
tell
explain
me about Ukraine.
Himself. About, I want to hear him
tell
explain
me about
the last
abortion.
Year of his presidency.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yes.
When is that going to happen?
Well, your main issue probably is the vaccine, right?
Absolutely.
Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, I'm a two. Actually, now I'm a three-issue guy. Three-issue guy.
What are they? They're the pandemic vaccine.
It's a vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's Ukraine. And then now it's I can see hope at the end of the tunnel that the CIA and the FBI are going to be dismantled by somebody at some point.
Mm.
I really need to see that come into focus.
Well, Vivek seems to be your guy then, because he's promised both.
Vivek's not
I don't
my
know
guy.
About the CIA, but
as I admit,
he said day one he dismantles the FBI.
Right.
Day one.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
So pretty much good. With Vivek that I am... I said last night on Twitter, he's not even in my top three.
Oh,
he's
wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but here, when are we going to get these answers from Donald Trump?
I don't know.
I mean, is he just off limits? Oh, his poll numbers are so high that he's immune to these kind of questions. No.
No, nobody is.
Thank you.
Nobody's immune. If you want to lead the country, you're not immune from any questions. So... yeah. I mean, once you get into the political arena, you're fair game, you know? And that's why when people like, Chelsea Clinton, when she jumps into the fray, I'm sorry, she's fair game.
Mm-hmm.
When you start politicking for your parents, then it's perfectly appropriate to take you on. That's just the way it is. That's how the game is played. So, yeah, I mean, if you're running for president, obviously, you're going to be subjected to some stuff.
Yeah, everything is fair game when you're running for president.
Yeah.
Every question.
But I will say, I think he did the right thing now because, I mean, he won.
Yeah, it was.
You know, from his perspective, right, he did the right thing.
Right. It was obvious in the first 10 minutes of last night's debate that, yeah, you know what? Trump made the right call here.
Yep. Well, it was
just a...
I mean, Fox was stupid about this. To have eight people involved is madness.
And then
it's too many.
They had no control over the room at all.
No control. You're never going to have control. You can say, when you hear this sound, beep, beep, that means you're done. You're done. That nobody's going to stop.
No, that was a suggestion.
It has never happened in the history of debates where people hear the bell and they stop. It doesn't happen.
And you know what? On the rare occasion that someone just does and they stop mid-sentence, they look like a fool.
They do. Yeah, they look like a
weak.
Moron.
And then you're like, bro, finish your
thought.
What are
you doing? Finish it. Yeah, right.
Oh, we got to stop.
All right. Let me take a minute then and tell you about Real Estate Agents I Trust. This is where you go if you're buying or selling a home and you want it done right and you want to get the most home for your money, or you want to get the most out of your home, the most money for your home. No matter what you're doing, buying, selling, doing both because you're relocating, Real Estate Agents I Trust have the agents that can get the job done for you. It's a free service that we provide. We'll find you the realtor, put you together, and then you'll be on your merry way with them. And these are people who have great track records and who are going to see it through to the very end. Real Estate Agents I Trust. The name really says it all. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. All right, there is still more to come with the Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson interview. Plus, we haven't even scratched the surface on the debate last night. We'll do that coming up.
Gray Unleashed.
Nah. Bah. Bah. Welcome. Thanks for being with us. 888-933-93. Some tweets here. Bovine's Catology tweets, Trump, name one good Democrat. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Such an excellent.
Well, yeah, if you're going to throw out the line that there are some good Democrats, then.
Yeah, name one.
Yeah, we
can. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Who is it? Name one. Would you say Joe Manchin is a good Democrat?
Ooh, hell no.
No. Okay.
I would say Grover Cleveland.
Well, I mean,
is a good Democrat.
You gotta, it's got to be living. You got to. I mean, please. Hmm. One good living Democrat.
I think Robert Kennedy Jr. loves his country.
Yeah, I think he does, too.
Yeah. I mean, then I'm done. Full stop. I guess we're done there.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I do get the impression he does love the country. Yeah. So, okay.
That's the well is dry
it is.
On the left of people who represent as Democrats that are good people.
Yep. Dirty Mikey won. Can we get Biden versus Trump in the octagon after the Musk versus Zuckerberg fight? I wish.
No. No, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I would pay to see that.
Me too.
Okay, but it's going to be reminiscent of paying for a Mike Tyson fight in the 90s. It's like, it'll be over in a nanosecond. You know, it's like, I want to be entertained for a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be Trump one punch and down Biden goes and it's time to go to bed, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, Biden would have to have a walker in the ring with him.
I need this to stand up.
Yeah.
I'll come to you, Joe.
Remember when he was challenging people to push-ups and running around the block and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Not doing that anymore, is he?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you challenge me now, old man?
Come on, man.
I mean, that's... I swear, I am to the point where...
Oh, God.
I just don't even like looking at him, thinking about him.
Yeah.
Obviously hearing him.
Right.
Just go the hell away, man.
Don't jump.
All right. OG Thor tweets, have to disagree, Keith.
What?
Both events were lame. Oh, wow. American people lost last night.
Oh, no,
winner of the night, Oliver Anthony. Unknown 3 weeks ago to subject to the first debate question.
Yeah.
And clearly wrote a song that expresses how most of Americans feel right now.
Right out of the gate. Yeah. And
yeah, they did.
I'll agree. Yeah. Americans lost last night. I'm talking about for Trump.
Oh, for entertainment value?
Well,
please. And substance, really. Both. I thought he did well.
I think he did well for himself.
I liked it.
Absolutely did.
Nodak Trumplican. The only question missing from last night's interview with Trump was, Mr. President, can I be your vice president?
Okay.
No, I wouldn't be opposed to Tucker Carlson for vice president right now. I really like him. And I'll say again, I was so wrong about him in the beginning. I did not want him to replace Bill. And I didn't think he was the right choice at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrong.
Hey, bro.
I was wrong.
It's cool, man. I thought Ryan Leaf was the choice, not Peyton Manning.
And did it work out the other way?
Yeah,
did
I guess. Have you heard of Peyton Manning?
Barely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you've heard of him a little bit more than you've heard of Ryan Leaf, right?
Somewhat.
So,
yeah. Somewhat. I know
mistakes.
He's done more commercials than Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, he's a commercial guy. Yeah, he's the guy in his commercials. Yeah, you know, but honestly, though, back to our point earlier, where no, and I mean no presidential candidate is immune from answering certain questions.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is the most important job in our country.
Yep.
So if Tucker isn't going to ask them,
And Trump's not going to go to debates.
Yeah.
Honest question.
Where are you going to get it?
Are we ever going to have him discuss in detail the...
Oh, darn it. Time's up, Keith.
Oh, boy.
All right. That, when you hear that sound, that means it's time to shut up.
Time to shut up
it's
and
over.
Move on.
We're move on. We're going to the next one. Lone Wolf 2965 tweets, the U.S. is being run by a fossil-garchy. I like that word, too. That's pretty good. Professor Friday, the word you're seeking is geritocracy. Oh. Okay, geritocracy is good, too.
Hand me that sheet. Yeah, when you're done, because...
All right. Geritocracy, fossil-garchy.
I'm envisioning a...
Dementia-garchy.
A thumbnail for today's show.
Let's see. From Stitch Jones, not one person on the debate stage has what it takes to win the nomination, let alone beat the Democrat machine for the White House. I'm not sure that's true.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think DeSantis could win. I don't know about Vivek. I don't know what kind of machinery he's got going for him. I don't know how organized he is. I know he's well-financed. He's got his own money if he needs it.
Think about how upset Vivek Ramaswamy will be if he doesn't get the VP nod after
Holy cow.
The Trump butt kissing that he's been doing.
I mean, it's obvious, you know, it's obvious. He is a minion of Trump, really.
That's a right? good word for it.
He's a Trump minion right now. And that has to be one of our questions if and when he comes on is, okay, so are you simply in the race to angle for vice president?
Yeah.
Or have you determined the strategy is be Trump's friend so he doesn't come after you? Because you saw what happened to everybody. He goes after. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Or do you just legitimately love the man? What is it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it's obvious that he has a Trump thing going on.
If you truly want to separate yourself from the GOP pack at this next debate, you need to go at Vivek and you need to put him on the spot and you need to say, I want you, Vivek, to say one negative thing about Donald Trump. You put him on the spot as the proxy for Trump at these debates.
Right.
Because if Trump's not going to show up and Vivek's number one issue is to praise Donald Trump, then as a candidate trying to separate yourself from the pack, then you should be absolutely aiming everything at Vivek.
Last night he called him the greatest president of the 21st century, which is not a stretch. I mean, I think that's obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, he's better than W was.
Yeah.
And I mean, the rest, the others, I mean, have been trash this century.
Like, okay, so.
So
did you just say he's better than Obama and Biden?
And
Bush?
W. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Way to go out on
a
limb.
He did say that. But you can't say he's the greatest of the last 100 years because of Ronald Reagan. I mean, you could, if you believe that, I guess.
Anybody else come to mind?
In the last 100 years?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, somebody else does come to mind. Because if you're including 100 years, you got to go Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, there it is.
Obviously.
Okay.
Obviously.
You got
it. Is that the shut up or is that correct answer?
That's the
correct answer. Okay, that's it. I'm done. All right.
Yeah, Calvin Coolidge.
So who's going to talk now? Keith? All right.
Yeah, Calvin Coolidge on your bingo square.
Tucker and Trump last night, there's still more. Jeez, it was just a great interview. Trump introduced a new term for the mainstream media.
Referring to cable, I think cable's down because it's lost credibility. MSNBC, or as they say, MSDNC, is so bad. It's so wrong what they write and what they do and what they say. It's, you know, it's fake news, as I said. I think I came up with that term. I hope I did because it's a good one. It's not tough enough anymore. It's corrupt news. You know, really what you do is call corrupt news, but somehow that doesn't play as nicely, but it is corrupt news. So you have MSNBC and you have CNN, who's absolutely doing no ratings at all. I mean, they're dead. But they're doing none because they don't have credibility. They really don't have credibility. Fox is way down, as you know. And the good old days are long ago. I will say this. It could come back, but they just don't have a lot of credibility. Tucker, you know that perhaps better than anybody. I think it was a terrible move getting rid of you. You were number one on television, and all of a sudden you're we're doing this interview, but we'll get bigger ratings using this crazy forum that you're using than probably the debate or competition.
Yeah, yeah. By quite a bit, actually. I would guess at maximum 3 million people watched last night. Maybe 3 million. Have we seen any ratings yet?
I'm going to
look. I bet 3 million people watched the debate. 153 million have so far checked the Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump. Well, it's probably way more than that now.
Let me check here because that number is just
updating like crazy.
Yeah. Let's see here. The number now is 161 million.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps just
going
up.
No.
What? What are we hearing? I'm not hearing.
The Fox debate was 23.9?
According to this.
No.
The August 23rd, 2023, the numbers show a surge in viewership indicating an impressive 23.9 million views turned their attention to Fox News to watch the debate, breaking previous record and making it the highest rated Republican presidential primary debate to date.
And by the way,
almost 24 million? Still, I mean, 161 beats that by a lot, but still, 24 million is impressive.
I don't think this audience needs to be told this, but if you ever thought for even a moment that Fox News had your best interest at heart, just keep in mind this edict that we're not allowed to use more than 3 minutes of clips that they've put out, or they are threatening legal action against us.
Yep.
Okay.
That should threaten legal action against them for trying to keep political debate from us.
Exactly. They don't want you to have the information. They just wanted your eyeballs on the show last night. That's all they wanted.
All they care about is their exclusivity on the event. It's bad. Yeah. They're terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Do you get the feeling that something bad is going to happen soon? I do sometimes. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that feeling every now and again. But between the distractions and smoke screens in the media, we probably won't see it coming. That's why it's smart to invest in emergency food right away. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. I know that I feel way better having my supply from My Patriot Supply. That's where I got my year supply for four people. I just feel good knowing that it's there in case anything goes wrong. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. PrepareWithPat.com is where you go, and you'll save $200 right now on your three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Now, 3 months is a really good place to start. If you can do that, 3 months will get you through virtually anything. I mean, it's really dire if it goes on longer than that. So start with 3 months. By that time, you know, help should be on the way. Maybe we're returning to normalcy. But you'll enjoy a wide variety of delicious meals that have over 2,000 calories every day for you. Stock up before panic sets in. Free shipping is automatic, and your order ships really fast. Go to preparewithpat.com. It's preparewithpat.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Tucker also asked Trump, what happened to Mike Pence?
Whatever happened to Mike Pence? You've always been nice to Pence. I've never heard you criticize Pence. You've defended him in public many times.
Pause it for a second. Tucker, you need to open your ears, my friend. You've never heard him criticize Mike Pence? Okay, I gotta that's the first thing I gotta take issue with in this interview. Wow. Hello. Anybody else think that's been done a lot by Trump? He has criticized Pence a lot.
Trump calls. I just did a quick.
Are you kidding me?
Quick Google search here. Trump calls Mike Pence delusional.
Right.
Trump
on and on
Pence
and on.
Pence has gone to the dark side.
Yeah. I mean, that is not. That's not a thing. Okay. Trump has bludgeoned Pence, especially since January 6th. So, but anyway, here it is.
Whatever happened to Mike Pence? You've always been nice to Pence. I've never heard you criticize Pence. You've defended him in public many, many times. He's out there attacking you.
Wow.
What is that?
So, Mike wants to run for president. You got to understand, in my opinion, Mike Pence had the absolute right to send the votes back to the legislatures. The Democrats and everybody said, you don't have the right. In other words, what I said, is he a human conveyor belt? You mean if he finds fraud in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in any of these states, Arizona, he has to send them to Mitch McConnell, right? That's right, sir. Well, if he finds fraud, he has to? Yes, sir. I said, so he's just... So he's a conveyor belt. Boom, put him in. I said, I don't agree with that. And we had some lawyers, not all, we had some lawyers that said, no, you do have the right to send them back to the legislatures to be rechecked. Because if you looked at what went on in Wisconsin, who, by the way, now agree with me, Wisconsin has been virtually, other than the fact they're not allowed to do anything statutorily, but Wisconsin has been, I mean, what they found is incredible. I mean, we won Wisconsin. But Mike Pence had the right, in my opinion, to send him back.
Do you ever talk to him now?
No, I haven't spoken to him in a long time. I was very disappointed in him. I didn't want to do what Thomas Jefferson did. Thomas Jefferson, it was Georgia. And it was, hear ye, hear ye, the great state of Georgia is not capable or allowed to tabulate their votes. And Thomas Jefferson, who was the vice president, said, is Georgia sure that they cannot tabulate their votes? Georgia is sure. He didn't send them back and have them redo it. He said, we will keep the votes of the great state of Georgia for Thomas Jefferson and his president. I didn't ask him for that. Could have done that too, but I didn't. I thought that would be turmoil. I asked him to send them back to his legislature. To the legislatures, you know, in Wisconsin, let's say.
But why didn't he? I mean, you'd worked together for 4 years. You're the president. He's VP. You say you're aligned on everything.
I think he got very bad advice. I really do.
Okay. All right. I'm not. That's a Thomas Jefferson story I'm not aware of.
I was going to ask you. I'm not a historian, yeah, I and I figure you enlighten us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything here?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into the hear ye Georgia story. I'm going to look into that because I don't know it right offhand. Well, it's probably Google searchable now that he said it, right?
Yeah,
that's going to come to the top.
Yeah, I mean, that was a mess, 1800. That was
1800 was a mess. Yeah, that's true.
And but no, I am. I know that there was some interesting goings on there behind the scenes between Adams and Jefferson.
That was a bloodbath,
it
too,
was.
Between the two of them. Between Jefferson and Adams, that's where they had the falling out. And I mean, before that, they were best friends. Much later on, they became best friends again toward the end of their lives. But during the 1800 to about 1812 or so, they hated each other.
So I'm brushing up here on the fly with this Georgia 1800 thing as well, because I've never really delved into that.
Yeah, I haven't.
But I'm just reading this article here that just says, contemporary Georgia state records also show it was observed and recorded widely that the state went for Jefferson. So by Jefferson not objecting to get those electors. I mean, I'm sorry if they had a flaw in the Constitution that was exploited there, but
wow. Interesting. All right. 888-933-93. We'll get to the debate coming up. A lot of interesting stuff.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome. 888-933-93. Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Got some tweets here. Brandished finger guns.
Ooh.
Tweets. Vivek kicked ass last night. He didn't take crap from anyone. He didn't buy into the leading questions. He didn't dance around issues. He called climate change a hoax. Yes. Thank you for that.
Appreciate
by the way.
That.
Thank you for that. He called out establishment Republicans and talked about actual solutions for the country. Chair power lifter, Joe. it's 2 ounces, okay? It's two ounces. I think Vivek is a used car salesman.
Mm.
Yeah. There was a lot of both last night. I saw a lot of people just apparently really don't like him. In fact, one of the things, because we talked about Vivek, like in Cake, that's what he said. That's what he told. That's how he said for Glenn and Stu to remember how to pronounce his name. Vivek like Cake. Mm-hmm. So people on the feed last night were saying Vivek like fake, which is cute. Mm-hmm. However, I do also believe he'd try to do the things he talked about. Problem is, in my opinion, he won't actually have the conviction to pull any of it off. Carol remarks, I don't think Vivek lacks conviction. I think it's more inexperience. From Proud Mr. Greybeard, Democrats love the country like Jim Jones loved his followers. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty White Boy, Tulsi and RFK Jr. are true Democrats. They seem conservative because the DNC has gone full socialist. Yeah, that's really true. Colonel General Tyler. A little reference to yesterday's show.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear some clips of the debate, but some bitchy little men at Fox News said no.
Yeah.
And Mama Edge watched and loved it, the Tucker interview. Wish it were a little longer, but it was better than watching the BS debate. Yeah, we got more clips from Trump and the debate. I mean, well, we'll get into this in a second. But let's finish up with, because this will lead us right into the debate. Tucker asked Trump last night why he wasn't at the debate.
Thank you.
Why aren't you at the Fox News debate tonight in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been asking me that, and many people said you shouldn't do them, but you see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points, and, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2, and I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me, frankly. You know, they were backing Ron DeSanctimonious like crazy, and now they've given up on him. I mean, it's a lost cause. It reminded me very much of 2016. You know, in 2016, I went through the same stuff and had to fight them all the way, and then they became very friendly after I won, or just about when I was winning. But I just felt it would be more appropriate not to do the debate. I don't think it's right to do it. If you're leading by 50, 60, I have one poll, I'm leading by 70 points, and I'm saying, what? Why am I doing it? And I'm going to have 8 people, 10 people, whoever made the debate, I don't know how many it is, but I'm going to have all these people screaming at me, shouting questions at me, all of which I love answering, I love doing, but it doesn't make sense to do them. So I've taken a pass, as you probably noticed.
Oh, I did. I'm grateful that you did.
Wow. Okay. You found a poll where he's up by 70?
According to this NBC poll, nearly 70%, stand behind Donald Trump.
Wait.
Wow.
What does that mean? Stand behind him.
So, like, did he poll over 70%? What are the actual numbers on the NBC poll? Because, you know, I was about to say, he has to exaggerate no matter what. I mean, he is up by huge numbers. Mm-hmm. Usually 30 to 40 points. But he has to say it's 50, 60, or 70 points, because that's not enough.
So according to this, the reason why 70 points is because the question was, do you stand behind Trump despite the various investigation he is facing?
Okay, but so this isn't necessarily a presidential poll.
No, but
it's just whether you support him or not.
He saw the 70. Hey,
that's where he got the 70.
And then they're like, oh 70 people like me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But still, great interview with Tucker. Nice job on both their parts, I think. Meanwhile, the debate in Milwaukee last night on Fox News. And here's the thing about the Fox News debate. They really kind of shot themselves in the foot, I think, from the very beginning. Newsweek wrote an article on this. I've seen lots of different articles on this. But in an advisory circulating on social media, which Newsweek, I think, has now verified. Certain outlets have, in fact. The network set stringent redistribution policies and warned that failure to comply will, quote, be regarded as a violation of our rights and may subject violators to liability under applicable laws.
Wow.
Do they have any money to sue people still after After the Dominion settlement?
Too soon.
I mean, maybe they should be careful with this litigation BS. But here's the thing. You can use 3 minutes total.
Yeah.
Not from one candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Combined 3 minutes is all we can play from last night's debate.
Yeah, and please don't get upset at the three clips that were chosen. They add up to exactly 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Okay.
It's like a puzzle. You're trying to figure out which three clips are we going to use that are, you know,
3 minutes is nothing. I mean, as you saw, we just played, like, we spent the whole hour on Trump. This would have been good for Fox. Mm-hmm. It gives them more publicity.
Yeah.
Here's the clips from Fox News last night. And then you play it, and then people think, huh, oh, Fox had that, and they got another one coming up in September? Okay. I mean, it's asinine. I don't even know what they're doing. They're just, they're bizarre. Their behavior is bizarre. So you can do 3 minutes now, and then after a week, you can play nothing ever again. In 7 days. There's a 7-day window.
It's unreal.
After that, never again.
Uh-huh.
Is that amazing? Yeah. That's amazing to me. This is political debate. I don't even know how it's legal to do that. Now, you can do that with your other content. But as far as political campaigns, those are sacrosanct. And you're supposed to be able to do pretty much... That's why you can use the F word in your ad and nobody can edit it. Because it's a political ad.
Ooh, now I want to run for office.
Right? Then you can say what you really feel about Joe Biden. See? That would be nice. But you got to be a candidate
and
for that.
Every word is at my disposal?
Every word. Mm-hmm. And they can't edit it. At least unless they've changed that rule. I don't know.
Hang on.
Maybe they have now.
It could be for any office. As long as I run for office.
Yeah, I'm not positive on that.
It's a political ad.
You'll have to look if that includes any office. Like, could you run for city alderman?
Yeah, and just
maybe
say,
I don't know.
Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need a script. I just need a microphone.
It wouldn't be that hard, would it? No, it really wouldn't.
That's fun, though.
Yeah, fun.
Okay, but yeah, that debate last night, man.
Bad. It's just bad.
I mean, it was quality entertainment. We'll get to the clip when it comes to Chris Christie versus Vivek Ramaswamy.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I don't know what you...
You know, and I live chatted during the debate.
Over on the Blaze app.
On the Blaze app.
Mm-hmm.
The chat thing was tough. It was hard. With so many people chatting, you know, the feed was going about 300 miles an hour. There's no way you can read it. It's like... It's going way too fast. Mm-hmm. And by the time you read one and you try to respond, there's been 45 others that have asked you questions, made comments, you know, a few compliments and a couple of insults, and you missed it all.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
How was the audio?
It was difficult.
That, by the way.
The audio on the feed from the Blaze?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yes, for some reason, people couldn't hear the audio that wasn't being broadcast. It was really weird.
So it was basically a forum to converse about the
debate. Yes, that's what it was.
With your keys.
And we purposely, well, I didn't, but the Blaze powers that be made the decision that they would be silent during the debate so that you could focus on the debate and just watch them in the studio, which I told everybody. I said, there's no sound coming from the studio on purpose.
Yeah.
You're not missing the sound. The sound's not broken. There is none. But
I wonder if this is the risk, you know, there's going to be some sort of delay, you know, if you had, because obviously we couldn't air the Fox audio, but I wonder, and I'm just thinking here in real time, what if the participants in our chat, the Blaze hosts, had the debate on headphones, right?
Yeah.
In their ear.
And you accidentally heard it?
No. But they were reacting.
Uh-huh.
But you got to hope that the person watching at home with the debate, you see what I mean? It's impossible.
Yeah,
the logistics of it are impossible.
It's hard, yeah. It really is.
Because Fox...
Sucks. Because Fox News sucks.
I thought I was about to be in a campaign ad. And
here's the thing, too. The BS leftist slanted questions were pathetic.
Yep.
And then this morning, the spin against Ramaswamy was shocking to me. I shouldn't be shocked. But I was. It was that obvious.
But at least Asa Hutchinson was the inspiration to us all, right?
Yeah, right.
With his,
right.
1988 hot takes. I mean, what are you doing, bro?
I don't know, but
I mean, to Trump's point, why is that guy there? You
right.
know?
Nope. Too late. Now you can't see anymore, Keith, because you have what 30 seconds. You have 30. And now can I respond to what he said?
Yes, please.
Even though he didn't use my name.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I thought at some point I thought Tim Scott had left the stage. It had been such a long interval.
I know.
It's like, did he go home?
I wouldn't have blamed him if he did. He got very little time.
Yeah.
I think Burgum and Hutchinson got more time than Tim Scott did.
Definitely. More racism on the right.
More racism. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you, Fox News, for your racism. Mm-hmm. But it was weird because from the very beginning, they used that, I don't know, high school student. How old was that kid at the very beginning?
I wanted to ask you about climate change because I understand from my teachers and stuff that climate change is bad. It's catastrophic. What are you going to do about climate change?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well,
and the only true answer came right away from Vivek.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the climate change agenda is a hoax. The audience actually booed that, which is absolutely bizarre. Who did you pack that audience with, Fox?
People are suffering. People are dying.
What he said, was it him that said? I think it was Vivek that said more people are dying from the policies that are trying to combat climate change than climate change. And he's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. Climate change agenda is a hoax. Catastrophic, man-caused climate change is a hoax. It is not what they say it is. It is not to the level they keep trying to tell us it is. They keep telling us that it's existential, as if we're not going to exist because of it. They lie to our face every day, all day, about climate change. And I'm sick and tired of it. Thank you, Vivek. Whatever you might say about Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you for being honest about it. Yeah, I got to stop talking
you're done.
About
you're done. Right. You need to move on to Tim Scott again.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't get enough time.
Or Asa Hutchinson, because he was so brilliant.
So brilliant.
And then you got Nikki Haley, who I understand. I mean, people are saying good things about her today. The Fox is interviewing people at a restaurant in Milwaukee or something. And I just heard a woman say, I was at a past with Nikki Haley. What? Are you kidding me?
No. No, no.
Welcome to the establishment, rhino division of the Republican Party, Nikki Haley, plus old school warmonger.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Her and Mike Pence.
And Mike Pence.
Run for UN Secretary General and
the
not president.
War pig warmongers. Remember the song by Black Sabbath? War pigs.
Need some tambourine, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah. I mean, that's all that was in my head during Nikki Haley trying to chastise Vivek for not wanting to be deeper enmeshed in the Ukrainian mess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
Mike Pence
very
and
angry.
Nikki Haley make it so easy to not want them to be the nominee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And Chris had the same thought. We were talking before the show. That I had, she got this close to that Hillary Clinton screech sound when she raised her voice.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that came close. But I don't know.
I am sick and tired of people
this,
who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have the right to debate and disagree with any administration.
So bad.
Stop.
So bad. And, you know, she just wants to continue to be the police of the planet.
Right.
I don't. Are we alone in this now? Are we the only Republicans who don't want to continue down that road? I don't want to spend ourselves into oblivion and get deeper and deeper into a war And if you don't want to do that, that does not mean you want to hand Ukraine to Vladimir Putin. It does not mean, I mean, all these warmongers keep drawing the false pretext that if we don't want to spend hundreds of billions of dollars and give away all our weaponry, which we've already done, almost, it's gone. We don't even have ammo anymore. If we don't want to do that, continue that process with Ukraine, that means you love Vladimir Putin. No. No, it does not. And at least Vivek stood up to that, and so did DeSantis. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate both of them for that. Really, I've said from the beginning I like Ron DeSantis, and I still do, and I'd still vote for him. If he's the nominee, I'd vote for him. But I do like Vivek. I do like DeSantis. Those are probably, other than Trump, those are, you know, probably the best possibilities in my mind.
Yeah, and no more wars, damn it.
No more wars.
Stop
unless
it.
Somebody attacks us. Yeah. When we're attacked, crush the attacker. That's what you do. And then you stay out of everything else. Are we not there? I think we're kind of there now as conservatives.
I do think so. And real quick, I just have to say this about Nikki Haley. I did not, and I do not appreciate it when this happens in a debate with a candidate. But she has that line. It was so cute, right? She said, Margaret Thatcher said,
to give that.
Yeah, if you want something talked about, ask a man.
If you want something
done, ask a woman.
Shut up. And you know that they had that pre-planned.
Don't do that.
Hey, Nikki, use that. Yeah. Find a place to jam that in.
You'll find a place.
And she did. It was just so
nauseating.
Synthetic.
Yes.
And nauseating.
Synthetic.
Yes.
That's a
very
good word.
Synthetic and nauseating.
Oh, I'm mixing in synthetic all day today.
I mean, I wasn't a fan of hers because she's Rhino before this.
Right.
Much less so now.
But one-on-one, you know, I just remember when she came out here and she was waiting to go on Glenn, she had a good conversation.
She was great, yes.
She's a good person
to
talk to and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Stay the hell away from the Oval Office.
Right. There you go. Okay. All right. I guess we're out of time. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, wasn't it? You look forward in the morning to getting up and having that delicious bowl of sugar.
Yeah.
Well, what's great about Magic Spoon is that your cereal has finally grown up with you. You're an adult now, and chances are that if you're like me, you don't. Well, I can't have that sugar anymore. So what is awesome is that this is really low in sugar. It's got 0 grams, in fact. You can't get much lower than that.
Very cool.
13 to 14 grams of protein, 4 to 5 net grams of carbs. 4 to 5 net carbs is all. I can even eat this for breakfast.
Nice.
And it's really delicious. It's really good. 140 calories per serving. High in protein, keto-friendly, gluten-friendly, grain-free, soy-free. It's amazing. So Chris brought this, his favorite Magic Spoon cereal. The Fruity is your favorite, Chris?
Oh,
yeah, I like that too. But they have the Frosted, they have, the cocoa, the chocolate. Oh, I mean, several delicious flavors. Go to magicspoon.com/unleashed and get your variety pack. Try it today. Be sure to use our promo code unleashed at checkout. You'll save $5 on your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll just refund your money. No questions asked. It doesn't get any better. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/unleashed. Use the promo code UNLEASHED to save $5 off.
You're listening to Pat Gray Unleashed.
Here. Squiggly Line tweets, Chris Christie would be devastating if he'd just punch above his weight.
Ow.
Except for, there's no way to do that. There's no way to do that. There's nothing above his weight.
I was about to say, that's like
there's nothing above. I mean, the earth itself. If he could hit the earth, and, that might be punching above his weight. John M. tweets, after an hour, muting everyone on the chat except for the Blaze people, I was able to see what you guys posted.
Oh,
I didn't know you could do that. That's kind of cool. I didn't know you could do that. Doug Burgum's giant hands tweets, be careful with the time bell. Fox may claim that it counts toward the 3-minute limit, and you'll have no time left to show clips. Yep. All right. So, what other clips do we have? We have the
Ron DeSantis talking about the border.
Okay.
You want to hear that one?
Yeah, I do want to hear
that
one. Okay. Not a territorial dispute either.
As president of the United States,
Ukraine.
Your first obligation is to defend our country and its people.
Yes.
And that means.
Yes.
You're sending all this money, but you're not doing what we need to do to secure our own border. We have tens of thousands of people who are being killed because we're not handling.
No, we can't.
So
why aren't we
going to declare it a national emergency? I'm not going to send troops to Ukraine, but I am going to send them to our southern border. When these drug pushers are bringing fentanyl across the border, that's going to be the last thing they do. We're going to use force, and we're going to leave them stone cold dead.
Nice.
We could do both at the same time.
We should stand up and say, we have a right to demand and disagree.
No, we can't do the same. We can't do them both at the same time. We can't. We've been trying to do that for 200 years now. Okay? Ever since the Founding Fathers died off. We have not been minding our own business, and we've been trying to do everything for everybody plus us, and it isn't working. It's time to stop. Time to stop doing that. Time to bring our troops home. Bring them home from Korea. Bring them home from Germany. Bring them home from Japan. Let Japan handle Japan and their defense issues. Same with South Korea, and the same with Germany. We don't have that wall anymore to worry about. Hey, let Germany, one of the richest nations on this planet, let them take care of their own. I don't know. I'm just tired of it. Really tired of it.
I mean, and Germany maybe they'd have an easier time taking care of their own and growing their economy. Like you said, the largest in Europe by far.
Mm-hmm.
If Victoria Nuland and the United States government and the Biden administration weren't destroying oil pipelines. Nord Stream 2.
Right. So there's a couple of things you could do, you know, to make things a little bit better. One of them is to just butt out of everybody else's business. Just focus on ours.
That's my foreign policy. Yeah.
That might be my slogan as a candidate if I were one. We're going to butt out. Mm-hmm. How about that? We're going to mind our own business. Mind your business. 888-933-93. Now we got to get to this Chris Christie thing on Vivek, too, coming up. Oh, my.
This is Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Welcome. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow is our Conspiracy Freaky Friday show that we do once a month. And this one is on the young Earth theory. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done Flat Earth, all of that. And we know what Al Gore says about, you know, Flat Earth people.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that those people are tiny minority now with their point of view. They're almost
no climate change.
The ones who still believe that the moon landing was staged in a movie lot in Arizona.
Right.
Those who believe the Earth is flat. That demeans them a little bit, but it's not that far off.
It's not that far off, and it doesn't matter because they deserve to be demeaned. So, yeah, here's this is cool. One of the things that they believe is that dinosaurs roamed the Earth, I think, consecutively or concurrently with humans, right? They were here somewhere. Anyway, this is a triceratop rib from an Edmontosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's a vertebrae. Oh, really cool.
And who gave that to us? What, Montana?
Got this from the Fossil Museum in Montana. Thank you for that. That is really cool. Look at that. That's an actual dinosaur vertebrae.
Chris, make sure that Jeffy doesn't leave here tomorrow with that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That is awesome.
All right. Yeah, so 888-900-3393. We still have, still got to get to the couple of clips that we can play from the Fox debate last night. Mm. Just really
it was
sad
fun.
What Fox has become.
It was fun.
The debate itself, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Worth every single second. Nope. Can't talk about it anymore. Time's up. So, all right. So here's Chris Christie. This is where he calls out Vivek as a Barack Obama clone or whatever.
People are dying of bad climate change policies than they are of actual climate change.
Governor Haley, are you
voting? Hold on.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT.
That's a funny line.
Standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama. And I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing in stage tonight.
Come on, give me a hug. Just like you did to Obama, and you'll help elect me too. Give me that same type of amateur. Hold on.
You've had enough. You've had enough, Chris. You know what? You've also had enough of cholesterol and trans fats.
Oh no!
Yet you keep jamming those down your gullet too. So why don't you shut up?
Devin Crossley just tweeted out: Chris Christie was told it's Vivek like cake, and probably chased him around trying to eat him.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, okay,
that's really good.
But he was clearly sitting on that line.
Oh my!
I've had about enough. The debate had been going on for like 5 minutes. He had to get that in there. You've had enough.
He's had enough of Ramaswamy. Yeah. We've had enough of him. I mean, I had way more than enough of him by about 2012. We liked him at first because he seemed conservative at first. He seemed like he was, you know, bold. And super conservative, and then it turns out he's a rhino, just like Nikki Haley.
One of the things that Trump said during Tucker last night that we did not play was he was talking about Chris Christie, and he's like, you know, I considered him for my administration, and then it turns out it was a good thing we didn't. And you know, he made mention that he left office with 8% approval rating.
Chris Christie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 8%?
I always forget that.
Really?
How unpopular he was.
And let's not forget, that's where the Al Sharpton thing came from.
What was traffic problems email sent?
That's exactly
it was about Chris Christie.
Yes.
Remember?
Wow.
So, Chris Christie.
I mean, Chris Christie's probably the only person who looks worse at the beach than a Joe Biden. You know that picture where he got the bridges closed and he's just sitting there. I got the whole beach to myself. Now the rest of the story is that you actually have to have the whole beach to yourself if you're Chris,
because there's not room for anybody else.
It's a fat shame.
Let me eat.
We don't tolerate that on the show. Obviously,
only on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Strong admonishment. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
Give him the bell, because that's a little late on the bell, but there it is. There it is. Okay, so Vivek kind of talks about how he, you know, seems to like Donald Trump a little bit.
You all signed a pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee. If former President Trump is convicted in a court of law, would you still support him as your party's choice? Please raise your hand if you would.
Whoop. Pause it.
And there
Look at that. Okay, so you got four people on the right there. You got Vivek, Haley, Scott, and Eyebrows Jones over there.
Eyebrows Jones?
Bergamentum.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so they're like, cool, I'll do it, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, DeSantis is very weakly starting to do his hand up there.
It does come up.
Uh-huh.
You're like, okay.
And then the other three at first are like, no. And they're like, oh no, I gotta go along with the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Great leaders right there. Play the rest of this, sorry. Now, what's Christie? What's Christie? Okay.
President Trump, I believe, was the best president of the 21st century.
It's split there.
Chris Christie, honest to God, your claim that Donald Trump is motivated by vengeance and grievance would be a lot more credible if your entire campaign were not based on vengeance and grievance against one man.
Nice.
I've had about enough.
Want to see a bunch of people blindly bashing Donald Trump without an iota of vision for this country, they could just change the channel to MSNBC right now. But I'm not running for president of MSNBC. I am running for president of the United States. We're skating on thin ice, and we cannot set a precedent where the party in power uses police force to indict its political opponents. It is wrong. We have to end the weaponization of justice in this country.
30 seconds, Governor.
Trump Vivek, 24.
No, I'm sorry, 30 seconds, Governor.
You make me laugh because
and hungry.
You sit here in an answer. You sit here in an answer.
I love that. I don't care what Chris Christie's talking about. Boo him.
You sit here in an answer.
The way Vivek handles his stuff is tremendous. It's tremendous. He never gets, you know, super intense and pissed, flustered.
Right.
The guy doesn't even use the word in his speech.
Yeah, that drives me nuts, actually, because it's like, all right, are you a ChatGPT? By the way, Chris Christie, when the clip cuts off there, but he starts, what was he doing with his hand? He's like,
doing jazz hands. That was
and then
hands.
Brett Baer called him out. I was like, what's going on with your hand there, Chris? You know, he's like, oh, well, I guess I would
my hand is so heavy, I can't lift it. High enough.
I've been on this stage for half an hour. My hand's having withdrawals from not holding a fork.
Somebody get me a sandwich, please, stat. Or collapse up here. It's been 25 minutes since my last full meal.
So how many of those people that were on the stage do you think will be there in a month from now on September 27th in California?
They've got to make the rules more stringent. They have to cut it down to four at the maximum. Four! That's all you can handle, really. And give anybody a chance. You got to have Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
Vivek.
As in cake.
Or fake, as many people pointed out last night. And then I don't know.
You think Trump's going to show up to that one?
Oh, I'd love to have Trump involved.
It's Fox again, though.
Obviously.
So he can use that excuse.
So if he's skipping it, who are the four? It's DeSantis, Ramaswamy, maybe just the two of them.
Seriously.
Maybe just the two.
Yeah.
Nobody else. I mean, I don't want Mike Pence in it. Mike Pence is a waste of skin.
And the Republican Party doesn't have to be the ones that host this, right? The Blaze could just send an invitation to Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis and say, come to our studios here in Dallas. And
let's have it out.
Yeah, just three of you.
That'd be great. My gosh.
We'll go to a Cowboy Stadium. We'll do it there.
Yeah. We could do it at Cowboy Stadium.
No, I didn't say Chris Christie was going to be a part of it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
The only place large enough to hold him. But, you know, we make it a three-hour debate. Go from 7 to 10 some night Central Time and just let those three have it out.
I like it.
Be awesome. It would be awesome. Also, the Madison mayor had some things to say about cities.
Yeah, Democrats. They do a great job with cities, and she wants you to know.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I would suggest that anybody thinks that this country is in decline, come to cities. Because Democratic mayors all across the nation are creating great places where people want to be.
Are you kidding me?
Where growth is happening and where our economy is growing.
Oh my gosh! That was a.
Oh my gosh. So that was
Satya Rhodes Conway.
And that was in response to them saying that America's in decline and our cities are a mess.
Yesterday afternoon,
it was before the debate.
Yeah, that was some stupid rah-rah Democrat pep rally.
Come to America's cities. Yeah, that's the problem. We have seen America's cities.
Maybe she has not. I don't know.
Wow, that's amazing. What do we have, Chris? What were you trying to
do? We got that video that that you tweeted out, and I really liked it, of Donald Trump Jr. getting blocked by Fox News and security from the spin room. And I was like, wow, they really do hate anything Trump-related.
Right now, trying to ban people from actually having discourse about politics.
How un-American.
Probably shouldn't surprise any of us, but that's what it is. And I've been told by others that I would be able to go in. Mm. So they said we were able to go in, then they said they weren't, now that we're here.
Wait,
who and
said,
a candidate
no, that said you can't go in the spin room.
They're telling me right now, Fox won't let me into the spin room.
That's what the American people should know. This is the kind of.
They're telling him, he works for security here, but they're telling him that I'm not allowed to go in there. Because the candidates that they've been boosting while simultaneously trying to cut down Trump for the last, what, 2 years? Didn't perform as they had hoped. So they can't have someone who can maybe be a representative of my father. Just like a few weeks ago when I was canceled after the first indictment, I was scheduled to go on. And about 5 minutes before I'm on, I found out I'm no longer on because apparently I wouldn't be a great surrogate to talk about my father's indictment. Just so we understand what we're dealing with here. So it shouldn't surprise any of us. And it's also why Trump was 100% right to not go to this debate.
Exactly.
It's beneath him. And when you know that you're walking into a setup because of exactly these kinds of circumstances, you understand exactly what's going on in mainstream media, even conservative.
It's very
I like to knock the one side, but I got to call balls and strikes. This is no different than what we see from the Democrats. It's no different than what we're seeing from the Fulton County DA when they're trying to put a gag order on Donald Trump so he can't defend himself in court proceedings. And more importantly, to function as an intimidation tactic for anyone else who would defend him,
100%
where the DA there is then saying, hey, we're going to add you people to the indictment if you take part in this. I don't know, guys. Doesn't reek of democracy. All the people that have been screaming that for the last 6 or so years, especially during the Trump presidency, when I believe we had a lot more freedom than we do now, or certainly since this administration's taken over, are strangely quiet. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
That's the operative phrase. This administration has taken over. But I completely disagree with that, with his take on... I don't think Fox should allow him into the spin room. Who are you spinning for? A candidate that refused to show up? I mean, this is a Fox program.
Right. Yeah.
It's a spin room for candidates that were just a part of their debate.
Yeah.
Maybe you could come on as a guest to defend Trump and these charges, but to insist that you have a right to be in the spin room.
That's true.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, but I mean, I agree with a lot of what else he said after that.
All right. Let's go to Jarrett in Illinois. Hey, Jarrett, you're on the Blaze.
Hey, bingo.
All right.
Woo.
Yes, indeed. Where did your bingo happen?
Straight across the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Biden is the best communicator.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Keith, this is insanity.
Right.
Where your grandma stay.
Okay.
No roads to pass from Keith's.
Uh-huh.
And that demeans us just a little.
That's a bingo.
All right. Jarrett, thanks a lot. We got the $30 from PatGrayShop.com and the dozen cookies from Kexi.com. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
One more week.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you didn't win the Kexi cookies, you might be interested in the fact that at Kexi.com right now, we've got the mini cookies. So, and they're delicious. They taste the same. They're just a little bit smaller. So you can get those. You can get the normal sized, whatever you prefer. And it's 15% off until the end of August.
Okay.
15% off at KEKSI, Kexi.com. Every day we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going woke. And Americans are just sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed down our throats with every product we consume. The woke mobile companies are some of the worst offenders. Please switch to Patriot Mobile. This is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they offer the same dependable nationwide coverage you can get on all three major networks. So you get the best possible service in your area without the left-wing propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a strong message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, on and on. And they have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. And they make switching really easy. You can keep your phone if you want. You can keep your number if you want. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Pat or 878-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today when you use the offer code PAT. PatriotMobile.com/Pat or 878-PATRIOT. We'll be right back. Tucker Donald Trump interview last night is now up to 173 million views. 173 million. Now, I was surprised that Fox drew 24 million for the debate last night. That's amazing. But it ain't 173 million that Trump got. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Fox.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about that?
I can't believe. I mean, we predicted this. And sure enough, it happened. I'm surprised a little bit at the patience of Vladimir Putin because it took him a while. What was the insurrection happened? Was it 2 months ago now?
About that.
Well, now Yevgeny Prigozhin just died in a plane crash. Amazing coincidence.
I mean,
isn't it?
It's dangerous to fly.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I mean,
in Russia. I mean, it's
especially for some reason, especially if you don't like the president. I don't know if people who don't like the president also don't maintain their airplanes.
Yeah,
that's possible.
It's right up there. Flying in Russia is right up there with looking out your balcony window, I hear.
Yeah.
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, oh gosh, this is the plane crash.
Oh, here.
I don't know what she's saying. Probably bad stuff. I don't think she's...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So something went radically wrong with that plane.
Yes.
And it crashed near Moscow. I don't know why she's speaking gibberish.
Right.
That just she's not making any sense right now.
Good view of the cell tower from her backyard. Oh, our flowers are pretty, though.
Okay. All
right. Oh, look at the smoke, man. That is terrible.
Пиздец. Меня аж трясёт.
So, one in 11 million planes crash. That's the stat.
Oh,
what a coincidence that it just happened to be containing Yevgeny Prigozhin. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
No survivors. I think there were 10 people aboard.
Correct.
Including Prigozhin. Mm. Yeah.
Yippers.
Joe Biden, our wondrous, really super sharp, great communicator of a president, had some comments about it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Mr. Look, President, here comes out with a reaction to the plane crash.
Close your mouth. Close your mouth.
He's got to make that noise, and you have to open your mouth to do it.
So he's going
to
talk about
look at him.
The plane crash in Russia.
Look at him.
Toothpicks he's walking on. Okay, watch this. Got a lot to say.
I was asked about this by you. I said, I'd be careful what I drink, what I wrote in. I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
Do you think Duma is
powerful?
There's not much that happens when Russia is not behind, but I don't know enough to know the answer. I've been working out for the last hour and a half.
You catch that?
Wait, he's been working
I've been
out
working
for the last hour and a half.
This guy.
He lifted that cup that he had in his hand. That was his workout.
That qualified as his workout for the day.
Yeah, I guess he actually got it up to his mouth a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean,
so congratulations to him.
I'm honest.
His mouth never closes. But how you feeling about that, Maui? Dude rolls out there, walks on toothpicks.
Has a comment.
Trump has
surprisingly
a lot to say about something. That at the end, he says, "Well, I don't know though." After he spent the last 30 seconds talking about it,
but he had no comment.
No comment on Maui.
What happens when Russia is not behind? But I don't know enough to know the answer.
I've been working out for the last 90 minutes.
I've been working
Can't
out
you see
so
how
hard.
Jacked I am.
I worked up a real sweat. Well, I was pumping iron.
Yeah, no, that's a cup. That's not called pumping iron. That's called lifting a cup, old man. This guy, I just, he's terrible at being a person.
Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger came in and we compared muscles. And I said, wow, Arnold. And then I felt his muscles.
Wow.
Ooh, they felt good. Really strong. And I said, you could have played some position in football that I can't think of for some team I don't know about, but it's a good team who's
good
won
team.
Some football games like stuff. Okay, because you're very, very sexy.
Okay.
You're a sexy man, and I love that about you. Okay. But other than that, I don't know much about this Russia thing. I don't know.
I don't know. Wait, but you just said quite a...
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have 515 days...
Until the election?
Until the end of Joe Biden's term in office, January 20th, 2025. I mean, and Trump made a good point last night. Like, is he going to make it that far? Well,
He doesn't know if he'll get to the gate.
Yeah.
That was his comment.
Actually, he's obviously a walking specimen of strength.
Mm-hmm.
If he's working out 90 minutes a day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's got this.
Yeah, he's got this.
Yeah.
You don't work out like that if you're a decrepit old man.
Uh-huh.
80-year-old men who are decrepit can't work out for an hour and a half. So I'm pretty convinced of his virility now.
That's the word. That's the word that's been escaping me.
Virility?
When I've been thinking of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And by the way, Chris Cruz printed up for us like FCC guidelines for campaign advertising.
Yeah.
I don't see where I'm allowed to drop F-bombs about Joe Biden on this list.
Well, they can't edit it in any way.
Yeah, they can't edit. That's the qualifications.
So, okay. If you do say an F-word, they can't, by law.
Somebody find me an office to run for.
So
could be state or federal. It does not matter.
Just find me something to run for so I can make these commercials.
Also, we have a very important announcement from NASA. They're asking amateur astronomers to help them study Uranus. They really want to study Uranus.
Really, you want to?
And who can blame them?
There it is.
I mean, they don't want to study my anus. They want to study Uranus.
How does it? I didn't realize it was blue, though.
And Neptune. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uranus is blue.
How does that happen?
It gets cold.
What did that person eat?
So they want your help. If you could just help them study Uranus.
I mean, that's personal.
It is a little bit. But
I want the federal government to stay away from my anus and Uranus. Stay far, far, far away.
What are we, four? And the answer is yes. Yes, about that.
There you go.
So there you go. That's a full day right there. But still, there's more to come on Overtime.
Okay.
And then we'll be back tomorrow with the Young Earth discussion.
This is Pat Gray, Unleashed.